Coming, coming! Be right there.
Sorry, I had to check the shop I run out front.
I know, I forgot about it too.
I forget for months at a time that I'm secretly in Foon this season.
I mean, have you read our show Bible? It is not a page-turner. Anyway, tickets are on sale now for the Magic Tavern 10-year tour. And no, it's not called that because it feels like that length of time to sit through a live show. How could you even think that? Wink. Here's the skinny. Somerville, Massachusetts, and New York City in July. Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia in August. Charlotte, North Carolina, and Richmond, Virginia in September. With about 28 days between each date for our hosts to walk from each city to the next. Stopping in small towns, befriending the locals, and solving the occasional mystery. Links for tickets and info in the show notes. Now, sit back, calm down, and enjoy the show.
Right this way.
We're almost free. It's just up this this incline here. We'll be out of the ravine momentarily.
Well, you, sir, you've been trying to guide us out of the ravine for like a week.
Well, there's an incline right here. I promise if you just follow me, we'll be out of here shortly. Just follow me!
Oh, I don't know if I can keep going.
You know what, John? Well, he's not going to realize we're not following him for a while. Why don't we sit here and start the podcast?
Ooh, that sounds good.
All right. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10 years and several months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our adventures across the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my good bud, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Sheep. But, oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. No. Yeah, Talking Badger is is appropriate.
Yeah.
Huh.
Are you doing okay, bud? I know.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's only been a week since you had to give up your you chose to give up your shape-shifting powers to end the animal war.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. Arnie, it's weird.
Is it?
Yeah, you know how I used to, I think I used to, like, rip off my face or something?
Yeah.
I have so many impulses to, like...
Don't miss that one. If I'm being perfectly honest, like, whatever you're going through emotionally is valid, but I don't miss you ripping your face off sometimes.
That's fair, but I have a bad habit of, like, chewing my fingers and stuff, but now I'm like, hey, I gotta hold on to these puppies, so...
Yeah,
it's just been interesting. I also realized that before I gave up my power... I didn't take off my starmer that's under my fur.
Oh.
So it's just very itchy. So I do have, under my fur, I do have a whole layer of armor.
Is that going to be a problem? Like you just have armor under your fur?
I don't think so.
Like, will it slowly try to work its way out of your body over time?
Maybe. I do feel it already coating my claws.
Okay. So in theory, your entire skeletal system could eventually be kind of metal. And hypothetically, if your whole body was burned away, you could still be like a metal skeleton version of yourself?
I don't think so.
Okay, shit. Because that sounds fun.
Yeah.
That just sounds fun. Like something we would do.
Yeah, maybe one day. How are you doing, Arnie?
I'm doing okay. You know, obviously you're the one with the big changes. But as a result of you losing your powers... I did end up with just a tiny, tiny bit of your powers. Now, I'm the only magic one in our group. I can shapeshift my hair color, mostly. So that's just getting used to that. I've mostly been doing different shades of brown.
So
do you have any color requests for my hair?
Ooh, maybe like a dirty blonde?
Okay, that's further outside of the brown spectrum, but okay. How's that look?
Yeah, and it changed, and you changed it?
No, I think I shed my pants.
Well, that's dirty brown.
It's hard, you know, it's hard to know how much I have to concentrate on it.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun at the top of this incline.
Yusidar, we started the podcast.
Fine.
Oh, he's rolling down the hill.
Oh!
And I am joined, as always, by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves know me as Fiangalk, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and I swear... what's happening?
Now what? I'm going to go, woo! Woo!
That looks pretty fun. I'm telling you, that incline is where it's at.
Okay, I guess.
Arnie, give it a try. Ooh, that was fun.
I don't know. It's not going to be great for what's going on in my pants right now.
Arnie, you always tell us that we should try and recapture some childlike wonder, and I feel like rolling down this incline helps achieve that goal.
Okay. Well, here, look. There's a little brook over there, a little stream. I'm going to quick wash myself off, and I'll be back in a minute, and then I'll do all the fun stuff that you guys are doing. But the podcast is yours. Don't mess it up. I'll be right back.
This is Usidor.
This is Chunt.
And we're
getting nuts. I found, I don't want to brag, a walnut in our journey through the ravine.
Wow. I found a pimstachio.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite drinks.
Pimstachio cup. Delicious. Very very sort of fruit forward.
Oh, I agree. Fruit and nut, both. You know, it's like, it depends on how you make it.
Sure. Look. Here's a snake. Just crawled up next to us. Okay. Doesn't seem like it's a talking snake. Okay, it just bit me. All right.
Hey, guys, look what I found over by the stream. Look at this giant thing.
Hello, friend. I am Usidor the Blue. Who be thou?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, yes. I'm so sorry. I didn't catch your name. So I guess in retrospect,
I'm
sorry.
You called me thing?
Yeah, my first impulse was to say crazy-looking thing, and I changed that to giant thing.
Because I looked over my shoulder. I was like, are they talking to... Yep, turns out, talking about me.
Or is that like a cool nickname?
Is it that obvious?
I mean, you're bigger than average. I guess I wouldn't say you're like full-on giant size.
Who dares upon my incline?
Oh, no.
Damn.
Oh.
This is your incline.
My domain that I guard.
Forgive our trespass, friend, for I simply wished to climb the incline and thereby leave this ravine once and for all. For you see, we search now for our very tavern, the Wanderlost, a traveling tavern with amazing legs that traverses around the world itself, but we have been separated from it, and we need to get out of the ravine, because if it walks into a ravine, it's going to get stuck in here, and then we're going to have to get our friends to help us push it out.
Oh, so much backstory.
And I'm sorry to get distracted, but you sort of reminded me that tavern had great legs. Right, Chunt?
Oh, yeah. Legs went all the way up to its asshole. Nice.
Also, that tavern had an asshole, which is less appealing. So I'm so sorry, big guy. What? You're the keeper of this incline?
Yeah, champ.
I'm like incline sitting. It's not even technically mine. I'm just sort of watching it for a friend.
Your friend, it's your friend's incline, and you're
I have friends. Yeah, no, I got a friend.
Fine, no, I wasn't questioning that.
No, I have them.
I believe you, and I hope you consider us amongst them.
That's pretty forward.
I'm a very friendly person. Great. I love making new friends.
Usidor, you got us insulted by this weird friendless guy. Like, he's clearly the friendless one, and now he's rejecting us because of you.
All I want to do is make friends with everyone I meet. Because if I... Imagine this, Arnie. Imagine a world where I made friends with everyone in the world. Then they'd all have to be friends with each other because they all know me. And then there'd be no more war. There'd be no more hate. There'd only be love and peace and goodness throughout the world. And I am so sorry to have burdened you earlier with so much backstory. But you see, when we met Arnie in Hog's Face about 10 years ago...
This is more backstory.
This is a lot of backstory.
Even for me. All
right. There was a lot of signals of backstory coming.
Yeah,
I picked up a bond.
Sorry.
So, but this is your approach to making friends? You just roll upon their just inclines at will?
Well, if I don't roll up, then sometimes I fly out of the sky in the form of a giant eagle, and then appear before you as in this form, and you're amazed by my wizardly prowess.
That's a good question. Chunt, how do you approach a potential friend?
Well, typically I will offer some sort of compensation in terms of like a baked good or perhaps cold hard jewels.
Mm-hmm. So it's transactional is what you're saying.
The bribery.
But at first, but okay. Then they realize that I bring something to the table of value, and we can go from there.
I see.
Well, do you like jewels, friend?
No, I do. I like jewels. I like, I'm really exploring myself these days.
So
I'm kind of trying to figure out what I like, honestly. And
your hands are going nuts.
First of all, thank you for calling them hands, because they are cloven hooves.
Yeah, your things. Yeah, sorry, your things.
No, I appreciate that. No, really, because I'm just, I'm an abomination, obviously.
I don't know
if that was clear. Yeah, no, I am.
I think there's a negative connotation, possibly, to the word abomination. I would say you're a potpourri.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, you're a mixed bag.
Is that what you're called, or is it like how Usador is a total fucking mess, but we don't call him that?
Oh, his race. That is his race is a the total fucking mess.
Hold
race,
on.
Is what you're saying.
That's it. I'm going up this incline.
I'll talk to you all
later.
Sure.
Hey, guys, real quick, before he comes back.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or is it wild that Usador said, can you imagine if I was friends with everyone, then they'd have to be friends because they all know me?
What?
Yeah.
That's not how friends work.
Is it just me? I know this is the kind of thing that people I don't like would say, but have you ever noticed that people that want to save the world, sometimes they just want to make it about themselves?
Yeah.
It's like, I want to save the world and I want to be at the very center of that process.
Oh my gosh. Tell me about it. I feel that. I feel that so hard in whatever this is. I wouldn't call it a soul. I was sort of constructed at the whim of the goddesses. But, I long for a purpose such as making friends or kind of a thing. I think I'm in a mid, like, sort of abomination crisis, you know?
Oh, sure. Hey, well, why don't we start the friend-making process? I'm Arnie. I'm from another world. This is Chunt.
Hello.
What's your name, if you don't mind my asking?
No, thank you for finally answering the first question I started out with, which was, who dares upon my intellect?
Sure,
so
we
I
dare.
Really appreciate
we dare.
You bringing
we,
that.
We dare.
Sort of looping back to that. That's lovely. I'm Salcator.
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 You can call me Sal. You can call me Cody. You can call me any cute.
Tori? I feel
like nicknames
what
is
about
like
Tori?
Kind of like a fun
are you
part
okay
of
with,
becoming.
Are you cool with Tori?
No, I hate that.
Okay. So Salcator to Cody, that's sort of like a Jonathan to Jack situation?
I don't know. I've never heard those words. Did you just cast a spell on me?
I don't think so. Do you feel different?
Chunt, maybe he'll understand if you say, is it more like a Jonathan to Jack situation?
Why would I say it like that? We have Jonathans and Jacks.
I guess that's true. So Sal, Cator,
mm-hmm.
You're an abomination. I don't want to say it, and I'd rather hear it from you to describe yourself, because there's a lot going on.
There's a lot, yeah. I think I'm technically half centaur, half minotaur.
Mm-hmm.
Senmin.
Like, mostly. So yeah. It's like sort of 25% horse, 25% bull, sort of 50% humanoid.
Ooh. Yeah.
Rough. And I think there's some other stuff going on.
Sal, you said it correctly, because in my head I was like, oh, half centaur, half minotaur, a centaur. Because that's what happens when you portmanteau those things. So I think he did have the appropriate description.
Thank you. Yeah, no, you're right. That never thought of it as it is a double portmanteau, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
God, I could talk to you guys for hours.
Oh, good. Maybe. I'm not an expert. It seems like you got just a little bit of giraffe going on in there.
A touch. Yeah. No, it's sort of on the backside mostly.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a pinch of wolf.
You know? Oh, you noticed?
Yeah. Like,
oh gosh. I so wish I was more wolf. Like I was like, can I get a couple more percent wolf in there?
Mm-hmm.
But no, just a nostril. But I'll take what I can get.
Well, you are rocking that nostril. My mom's a manticore, so you know I have experience with chatting with a jumble of things.
Mm-hmm. And my mom's from the Midwest, so none of this makes any sense to her, or would, if she knew what podcasts were.
So I've decided to come back if everyone's ready to be a little nicer to me.
Not quite yet.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm good. Why don't we take a quick break? Goodbye. Why don't we take a quick break? And Sal, when we come back, we'll maybe see what shared interests we have.
What are we breaking?
We gotta explain breaks to this guy?
Well, let's take a break. We'll explain breaks in podcasts. Once I met a skeleton and he was all bones. All bones, all bones. That was so fun. Sal, that was such a fun game.
Thank you. Yes. Listen, you guys, this has been an absolute blast. I haven't had visitors in I don't know, centuries, I think. This is a very infrequently traversed part of the ravine.
How long have you been sitting this incline? For centuries? This isn't even your incline? You've been here for centuries?
I'm not even sure they're coming back. I think it's one of those, you know, you deal with the mountain goats kind of situation. Sure. Now I'm in love with them and feed them and all this stuff. And I feel like, oh, someone's got to, you know, so I can't leave. Yeah, it's been a long time since I fulfilled my one purpose for being created. So ever since then, sort of like, what's next for, old Salkator?
Salkator, do you mind if we delve a little bit into what your one purpose is? So few people seem to know what that is.
Yeah. Also, he said, what's next? Arnie, that's your thing.
No, way to pick up on all the signals that I wanted to tell my story. So I was created in response to a demon king who had was granted a wish by the goddesses.
Oh, here comes Usador running down the hill. Okay.
Sorry, I heard a story from far away that sounded like someone had been summoned to this world to do something, so I got real excited.
Yeah, no, you love backstory, so you're going to love this.
I'm going to love this.
Yeah, so this king was going around, he's like, he got this wish, and he became invincible. Now, he very cleverly made this wish, like, the longest run-on sentence ever, where he was like, I cannot be killed neither by day or night, or by man or beast, or inside or outside. And
he had so many
caveats and sort of legalese. And so then I was created in response as neither man nor beast, and then I killed him at dusk, so that it wasn't technically day or night, and I did it, like, sort of in the threshold of, like, a motel. So it wasn't inside or outside, and I did it. I did it. That was like, I can't even remember, thousands of years ago at this point.
So you were created as an elaborate workaround? Like someone was nigh in unkillable, and goddesses or gods or somebody created you to kill that unkillable dude?
Pretty much. Yeah, they pretty much programmed me with the one goal. And that I was like so into it. It's like all I wanted in life was just murder this guy.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm really into legal documents and stuff. Like I love kind of finding that loophole. So to me, it was very exciting. It was very exciting to really.
You happen to be sitting across from Foon's greatest lawyer.
Really?
The title was earned through combat and winning a court case against the greatest lawyer in all of Foon. So on a technicality, which maybe makes you like it even more, technically Arnie is the greatest warrior in all of Foon, and I am technically the greatest lawyer in all of Foon.
That's what's your favorite clause?
Oh, I love anything, I love a writ.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, love me a writ.
I love
the Santa Claus 3.
I'm unfamiliar with this.
Don't know what you're talking about.
You're missing out, buddy.
I love habeas corpus. Just really hoping we, can hang on to that. But with the wizards, who the hell knows? It's a crazy time,
that's
man.
Gone. No, that's gone. We're not hanging on to that one.
Hey, Arnie.
Yeah, what is it, buddy?
Did you say I was falling asleep last time you told me the story of Santa Claus 3? Was it that if you're bitten by a Santa Claus, you become a Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
So, But then
Santa Claus enters the Clausoverse, and there's just Santa Clauses from every dimension. I just like multi-dimensional things.
Whoa, and you said there's a Claus-it, which is half clown, half Santa?
Mm-hmm, half wardrobe.
Whoa.
Wow. You see...
get back in that closet. I think it was the famous phrase that came out.
Yeah, and it had that famous song, I liked a closet.
What's the one where you can't feed Santa Claus after midnight or he turns into a gremlin?
Hmm.
Hey, Arnie, describe describe the woman gremlin again, please.
Oh. She's our favorite. You get too horny, Chant. It's not horny hour
yet.
Please,
we have a guest, Arnie. We have a new friend.
I know.
Sakatora, you have to hear this. It's the craziest story from Arnie's planet. It's called Dirt. And we just love hearing about all the gremlins, especially Tony Randall.
Do tell. Sounds like even a better story than Invincible King and...
Yeah, this is way better.
That's like, chaff.
We can get to me elaborately describing both Gremlins movies and what I imagine and will probably happen in an eventual reboot. But maybe we'll do that during the break where we can wave our hands about it and not have to spend as much time on it. But Salkator, you accomplished your feat. First of all, when you killed this Demon King, like, was he really as bad as all that?
Oh, he was bad. Yeah, he was really bad. No.
He sounded like a real prick.
He was a dick. Yeah, no, he wasn't just lording over people. Like, he was he was really big into like human thrones, like thrones made out of other people. Like, he just sit on sort of piles of dead bodies and that kind of stuff. Like, he's really into it.
I have always said, human throne, red flag.
huge
red flag.
So I feel like the goddesses were justified in their sort of destruction of it and my creation. But I think they just sort of forgot about me. Like, it was like, oh, he did it. Great. And then there was like a party and stuff like that. I was celebrating, which was nice. And then it was like, okay, well, then you go figure out the rest of your life. And I'm like, am I technically even immortal? I don't even know if I'm mortal or immortal. Like, I'm not even quite sure.
Oh, sure.
Like, how do you know until you're dead?
That's a good question.
Great.
I wonder the same thing because, like, I'm probably not immortal, but I feel like I am.
Yeah, you definitely live life as if it's never going to end. Mm-hmm.
Like, I know death is a thing, but not for me.
Death? Not for me.
Yeah. Like, I know I should stop talking about this, but I will not.
Skip me with the death.
I honestly wouldn't mind dying at this point.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It just feels like it would be something different, you know?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Have you tried learning to play the piano?
I've tried so many hobbies.
Yeah.
But not so much... Like, I've done a lot of, like bowling with skulls.
Bowling with skulls?
Like, skull bowling.
Sure. That feels like Demon King activity, if I'm being perfectly honest. Did you live in the Demon King's palace for a while after killing him?
Well, yeah, because it was kind of the only place, you know, that I knew, really, you know. So I was like, oh, well, this is obviously vacant.
The goddesses have the party there. They take off. You're like, well, I guess I have to clean up.
Yeah, who's cleaning up? This guy.
And then I guess I'll just stay here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I killed the Dark Lord, and the goddesses didn't throw a party for me.
That's true.
Yikes.
Hmm.
Are you in their favor?
How dare you? Of course.
It's worth considering. No party for Usador.
I'm going up the incline, and I'm going to be fine.
I don't know if he even got, like, a card or anything.
Yeah.
Yikes. So, Sal, you started bowling with skulls. What other hobbies did you try out?
I tried, yarn work, using entrails of various creatures.
Sure.
What were you trying to
make with those entrails? Like, a sweater?
I was trying for just a simple scarf. I was like, let's go with something just easy, you know, to start out with. And honestly, it was a mess.
Yeah. So just to sort of...
nothing's really taken, you know?
Gotcha. Just to sort of get like a snapshot of your MO. So human throne, bad. Quilt of entrails, good.
Oh, well, I didn't... Listen, I'm not involved in deciding whether this guy was good or bad. That's not my... I'm just the executioner. There's a sort of separation of powers for a reason.
I see. You are just a physical manifestation of justice.
I guess. If that's what you want to... Listen, I'm just out here trying to feed some mountain goats at this point. But yeah, for a while, I was like, you know, I really love tearing his flesh and, like, you know, sort of killing him neither by weapon nor hand. I killed him with my hooves, which was kind of a cool move. I ripped him apart with my hooves. I was pretty proud of that.
Did you say something cool when you did it?
Yeah, I just sort of growled and I was like, taste hoof. I think I did say taste. I think I said taste hoof.
That's man.
Good. I'm not sure if I'm honestly retconning that for myself or not.
Sure.
I hope
but
you
in
did.
My brain, I think I said taste hoof.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So yeah, and then he obviously spent his last mortal seconds just sort of bleeding out, which was cool to also witness.
One time Usador vanquished a demon, and after he vanquished him, he said, "That'll peach him." Yeah. And we said, and Arnie and I kind of looked at each other, and we said, "Did you mean to say that'll teach him?" And Usador started to panic. He got real sweaty, and he goes, "No, no." And then he pulled a peach out of his hat. We all saw it and put it on top of the guy. And he goes, "He was holding a peach." We're like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
He planted the pun. That's tough.
Salvatore, I think I maybe... Now, the more you explain this story, the more... I feel like I've seen some tapestries of this.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Depicting your great destruction of the Demon King.
A lot of good artwork. A lot of good sort of memory was created from...
Yeah. I gotta say, they're some of the most gruesome tapestries I've ever seen.
No, they get people really got into the hoofing part, you know, like that was really the main.
And when someone said they were going to show me some hoofing tapestries, I was excited. I think I misinterpreted what I was going to see.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry you experienced that. That sounds rough for you.
It was tough for me. We all have our burdens.
Guys, I found on the other side of the incline, I found a bunch of boxes with t-shirts that said "Taste Hoof."
Oh,
whoa.
It's like a bunch of merchandise that someone can't move.
Oh, shit. Sal, did you try and, like, brand your killing of the Demon King?
Well, listen, you know, Abomination's got to eat.
Sure.
You know, and I was just trying to make it. There was for a couple hundred years, people were really into it. So, yeah, I sold saddles, helmets, whatever the sort of. There was a pretty cool print sort of blacksmith operation that you could get the same print but on various items.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
And it made it really easy. The whole fulfillment process was taken care of by this.
Sounds wonderful.
Did they take care of returns as well? Because I feel like that would have to be the worst part.
Oh, I wish. That's why I stopped.
Sure. Yeah.
I'd love to hear more about this wonderful fulfillment center, but let's take a quick break. Fine, if you're going to talk to me like that, I'm just going to go up this incline.
Nobody said anything.
Yeah, I know. We were all staring at each other for that entire break. We were just... And then he just said that.
He's having a real conversation in his head, I think, about it.
I think so.
Sort of seeing demons. That does happen. When people lay their eyes on me for the first time, it kind of does discombobulate like a lot with what's going on in their brains, you know? It's such a hard thing to grasp visually.
Yeah, it takes a minute for the brain to sort of process and be like, what am I looking at? Is this a thing? Am I sleeping? Is this a, no offense, waking nightmare? What is going on here?
Am I looking at three things and not one thing?
Yeah, one time I fell asleep and someone was trying to, like, solve me like a puzzle. They were, like, trying to, like, you know, sort of move piece of my body.
Like a slide puzzle?
Yeah. Like, one piece is out.
Yeah, that's brutal. Brutal. Oh, Sal, you said, I see some off in the distance. You said there's mountain goats here and that you've come to love them. Are they your friends or do they talk? Or?
I think they're just a mountain goats. I keep trying to train them to do stuff, but they're pretty feral. And they mostly, it's like, it feels very one way, honestly. It's like, unless I bring them their feed, they don't really want to cuddle or hang out or anything. Honestly,
this is
the longest conversation I've had. This is so nice. I really appreciate you guys like kind of sticking around.
Of course, you're doing great.
Yeah.
You're a friend now.
Wow. Because I thought, honestly, and this is maybe a me thing, the last guy that had the incline was like, oh, you're such a good friend. You know, will you do me this favor and watch the incline for like a few years? And it's been so long and then they haven't come back. And so I kind of feel like it's like a little bit of a trigger for me when people call me friend, you know?
Oh, I hear you.
Who was this person?
He was like a troll of the incline. This was his domain. But then I think, you know, I don't know if it's cursed or something, but it just feels, if I could, you know, I should have known, honestly. They were like so happy to meet me and they were like, oh, just come hang out. Like, we'll, you know, eat together. We'll eat this flesh. And all, you know, he just brought me so much flesh. And it felt so warm and inviting. And then before you know it, he's such a good talker, you know, and was like, oh, you know, if you just hang here and watch this place for me, and I'll be back, you know, before you know it, in a blink of an eye. And ugh.
Arnie, this is what you called being Tom Sawyer'd.
Oh, yeah.
What is this Tom Sawyer?
Well,
Arnie, hold on.
So another movie from the Santa Claus series?
Arnie, you always start by going, meenu, 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 meenu.
I know, I was going to say, let me see how many of the lyrics I can remember. So Tom Sawyer, real mean guy. Yeah, the neener, neener, neener part is really the part that I remember the most.
You usually start, Arnie, this is exactly how it always goes, and then you eventually go, something, something, paint a fence.
Yeah, da-da, da-da.
Is it today's Tom Sawyer, or is it tomorrow? Like, what?
Today's which Tom Sawyer. Sawyer? Oh, my gosh. Your guesses are better than my memory.
I know, I just wanted to know which time we were speaking of Tom Sawyer.
So you're telling me the start of your story isn't Tom Sawyer? Wow. I was a part of the Tom Club earlier. I thought that was the way the story started.
It's confusing. I'm in no rush to figure it out. I think that's right.
Ooh, I just saw Isidore perk up. It feels like he's running down here.
I've decided to forgive you all. Just because I feel here in Salcator I have found a kindred spirit. Someone sent to this world to do a great deed of good on behalf of the goddesses who's lost their way. So I say unto you, Salcator, will you join mine quest? Though I have defeated my great enemy, the Dark Lord, a new enemy has arisen. And perhaps you never left this world because you were always meant to join me in our quest to defeat the evil wizards who even now amass power to destroy us all and ruin our lives.
You would conscript me into your quest?
Aye. For I look at that giraffe neck on your back and I say, that's a beautiful creature that the goddesses insisted it must be in this world.
It's honestly like the one part of me that I haven't really even used to do much of anything. I feel like there is...
It's moving.
Like it's of itself has purpose, you know what I'm saying? Like that piece of me. And so maybe it'll be solved in your quest. This sounds... Honestly, this is a hot offer. Is there sort of some kind of like... like riddle or you know, is there some sort of legalese in your quest that you think that I fit in well to?
I think I just figured it out. You were born into the most complicated, impossible seeming task, which you used all of your mental capacity and all of your weird body capacity to solve. And since then you've just been trying to do like little hobbies and things. You need Right, like a riddle, or just you need a complicated life task, not a simple one.
Yeah, I really want to thread that needle, you know?
Ooh, I think I can come up with a riddle. Let's see here.
What do you know about riddles?
Not much. Okay. Oh, I have one. Okay. So, a goblin is taken to a healer. And, the goblin was, like, hit by a cart. Okay. Sorry. So the goblin is with... The goblin's in a cart with his dad. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And their cart gets... the horses panic and the cart tips over and they're both sort of injured.
Mm-hmm.
And the goblin's son is taken to a healer. And the healer looks at the goblin and says, I cannot heal this goblin. That is my son. Mm. How is this possible?
Goblin gave birth to another goblin?
Goblin gave birth to another goblin. Do you want to show your work on the board? Let me conjure a board.
I'm ready to answer. I'm ready to answer. I've locked in my answer.
Oh, so polite. Go ahead.
The goblin was a female goblin. And so, and people are like, the healer was a female healer. That's what it was. And people are like, oh, no, females can't be healers. That's not a thing. And that's bullshit. That is just garbage. Yes, yes, yes. And so everyone's like, oh, no, there's no way it could possibly be that the healer is the mom. But the healer is the mom and the healer's a female.
Yes, Sal, you nailed it. Isidore, we got to talk later. I don't know what you were saying. But Sal, you absolutely nailed it. I want to see a scene. Ernie, do you want to do a scene with
Chunt,
Sal?
Chunt, wrong podcast.
Huh?
Here's my question. Isidore, Chunt, who's the most complicated villain in all of Foon? Like, Not necessarily the worst. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily like the wizards, who are the greatest threat to Olifin. Who's like the most complicated villain?
Ooh, there is Patchwork. Patchwork is a 100-mile tall and wide ball of like different strings. Uh-huh. They're just kind of tangled together. Pretty complex, pretty mad.
Sure. Yeah. Although Salkator already said that he's not very good with yarning.
Oh, right.
Well, I mean, you know, it's sort of at a beginner level, yeah, but who else you got?
There's Scaramouche. Of course, Scaramouche can't be killed under the sun.
Very frightening.
Does he do the Fandango?
Please. Of course, he can't be killed under the sun. Can't be killed near the sun. Can't be killed with the sun. Right. Has three sons. And then also has four friends who he'll never name, but he always sends a gift to, and he doesn't see them except for once every other Wednesday.
Oh, that does sound very complicated. That sounds very exciting.
And his mother was the mother of someone's mother.
John, it's so hard to tell if this villain is complicated or it's just the way Usador tells stories.
It sounds like his mom just had a daughter.
I know.
What are we doing?
What are you talking about? When I said a goblin made a goblin, you freaked out.
That does sound pretty complex. Is that what you asked, Arnie, the most complex villain?
I guess so. I guess I'm just trying to think of, like, a good challenge for Salkator, but also, you know, defeating evil. I mean, defeating evil is probably a good part of his purpose.
I love defeating evil.
Oh, there is Twistus.
Oh, yes.
Go on. Yes. Go on. This sounds promising.
Twistus is sort of an evil, magical slab, and you approach him, and he'll say, Twistus, Bappus. Twistus. And you kind of have to do what he says. And if you fuck up, you lose something you love. Could be an eyeball, could be a cousin. It kind of differs. But it's actually pretty fucking fun.
How do they command you to do something? Like there's like a color and a body part?
That's semen. unfortunately named. Not S-I-M-O-N. Not spelled like it sounds. Semen has the colors and the shapes, but Twistus is... You just kind of want to. You just kind of want to do what he says.
Now, if you mess up killing him, can you start over?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can play as many times as you want.
Yeah, one of the most nefarious things about him is just he can't really die. He just seems to keep coming back. And if you're doing a good job of killing him, he just gets faster and faster.
Oh, wow. Yeah. These all sound pretty good. I mean, these are all really good options. They're not bad. Honestly, I'm interested, but I have been getting into one... hobby recently that's felt a little bit fun.
Okay.
So I'm like kind of maybe want to complete that. And it's collaging. I'm like just getting into collaging, using sort of various cool trees and branches I find, or body parts of animals, or you know various visitors or whatever. And I just sort of like rip pieces of them off and then sort of slap it onto my cave wall and just really kind of see like you know what am I gonna get in? It's kind of a vision board for me. You know, I don't know, I'm feeling like maybe I kind of want to rip pieces of you guys apart and put it on my cave wall. It's kind of where I was going with that. And I'm wondering how you would feel as my friends about that.
Normally, man, I would be the first to donate to the cause, but If you would have just caught me last week.
Yeah, 1 week ago, this dude was a freak for ripping his face off.
Oh man, I love a good face rip. I can rip your face off.
Back up.
I'm happy to rip your face off.
No, that's okay.
I'm down. I'm down. Yeah, if that's something you need.
Well, how
guys,
about
did
this?
You hear that? He said he wants to take my face off. No, nothing. No,
just appreciation. I'm just appreciating what you just said, Sean, and I want to tell anyone out there listening right now that wants to send me an email saying I didn't appreciate that one enough. I did.
I can't allow you to take Chunt's face off. Instead, let me offer this. You could have a greater prize.
I'm listening.
The finger of a wizard.
Which finger? Like I don't want a shitty ring finger. You gotta give me one of the good. Want to give me one of the good ones?
You don't want a ring finger? All right. You could have pinky.
Those are cute. I want index.
You want index?
Yeah.
Is left index okay?
What's your dominant hand?
I'm right-handed.
Well, then obviously I want the right hand.
You want the right. Okay.
I want the meaty one, yeah.
I mean, yeah. All right. Here you go.
Usador, don't you?
Well, maybe we should set some ground rules. Maybe we should set some ground rules. Like some he can have the finger, but if there's a red sky at night.
Oh, yeah. I love me some ground rules. Please, yes. Make
Arnie,
it hard.
Well played. Yes, you can have my right index finger if there's a red sky at night.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you're, help me out here.
And there's, liquor before beer.
Yes.
Makes you sicker. Yes.
Eyes before sea, except...
Yes, exceptions are welcome.
Except if a mountain goat won't cuddle with you.
Yes, and you can only take it once your friend has reappeared. But if your friend reappears, then you must do a dance, and that dance must ensure that your friendship shall last forever.
And speaking of taking it, you can only take it to the limit.
One more time.
Okay. I think I got all these down. Yes. This is wonderful. Oh, you truly are friends.
You've done so much
for me. I will wait until my friend returns in a red sky, and then when the limit comes twice, mm-hmm. I think you're right. You said the limit comes twice. Yeah. Then I will get the index finger on your dominant hand.
but also don't forget beer before liquor, and then eyes before sea. Mm-hmm. Except if a mountain goat won't cuddle you.
Except if it won't cuddle me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So that
and also the eyes that Sean was talking about, the eyes before sea, the eyes are up here.
Yeah. Don't look down.
Right.
To where I was looking before. Yeah.
Not appropriate.
And except in neighboring way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what hand was it, Usador?
My right index finger.
Okay, so it also has to be righty tighty.
Mm. Oh yes, that's good stuff. But is it righty tighty from above or if I'm twisting from below?
That's what you have to figure out.
Yes,
it's part of the riddle.
So if you're looking directly at Usador, would it be lefty Usy?
That's how you remember. Righty tighty, lefty Usy.
Lefty Usy, righty tighty, lefty Usy. Got it.
Well, we're going to be on our way.
But you'll be back when my troll friend comes on the red sky day, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
So we're just going to go up this incline here, and my friends will finally see the wonderful things at the top of the incline that they didn't want to see earlier, and we'll wish you well.
Perfect. Salvatore. And just as quick collateral, I'll take his face. Just like kind of good collateral.
How about just like a lock of hair?
Does it change color?
Salcator, I have some magic hair for you. Let me just... Okay. Does anyone have scissors? Or...
I have scissors. Right here!
Oh, it's a peach.
God damn it.
Yeah, that is a peach.
Swear I had.
And then were you going to say, like, here's a peach of hair? I'll just, like, I could pull off, like, ugh.
There you go.
It's like a strand or two. Oh, it's not a lot. Not but
no, this is... Shit brown hair is my favorite color.
That wasn't
perfect.
Fair, I guess.
Thank you. Well, it's been lovely.
It has been our pleasure.
Well,
goodbye.
Well,
goodbye, old friend. Well,
so long. We'll be off.
Nice meeting you, Salcator.
See you guys soon.
Bye, Salcator.
See you guys soon.
I had a pair of scissors in there.
He said mountain goats, I thought it would be like a bunch of them, but it's just one.
Hmm. Huh. Right, you would think.
Guys, I'm going to make it through this year if it kills me.
Now, I don't want you two to get too excited, but I've been trying to get you up this incline and out of this ravine for this entire episode. And I didn't want to spoil what's on the other side, but no, you wouldn't listen to me. But now look. Yeah, follow me. Come on, right up here. Look, a water park.
Whoa!
Ooh. Wow.
We're going to have a blast. Woo!
Woo! Oh, who shit, dares enter my water park?
Damn it!
Oh, fuck.
No.
Hey,
If there was ever a time to pivot into gorgeous, fully realized Avatar-style 3D episodes, it would have to be for the water park episode. Finally, those Patreon millions put to good use. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunk the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Salkator the Abomination was played by special guest Sandeep Parikh. Sandeep is an executive producer and performer in the hit RPG actual play DesiQuest, set in an original South Asian mythological universe. Another universe. Wonderful. Sandeep is also the director of the upcoming sci-fi comedy movie starring Rekha Shankar, called Vidya's Guide to the Afterlife, which you can still back on Kickstarter. Follow his exploits at Sandeep Parikh on all the socials. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.